Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' most wonderful name we have worshipped. On this first day we officially declare Glory Reign 2025. Open the name of God the Father. In the name of God the Son. In the name of God the Holy Spirit. As a team, a new era, a new dawn, it will answer to them. In the precious name of Jesus. God will start something new with you. In Jesus' mighty name. The moment I was walking toward the altar, he said to me, point them to me and see what I will do. There's a man of God here who has toothache. He said, I will just start miracles that will be incredible. There's a man of God here, you have serious toothache. Where are you? Just do like this. You'll be shocked. You'll be the first person that will have a miracle. Where's the man of God with a toothache? You have toothache. Just move your hand like this, wherever you are. That man of God, you are the one? You are the one with the toothache? Now, put your hand. He said, I will prove what I am about to do in Glory Reign. Now, man of God, I won't shout. I won't talk. Do like this now. There will be no pain. Do like this. Take microphone. Just clench your teeth together. Do like this. He has healed you. Do like this. You had the pain. Just put it together. Every sick before a minister is healed in the name of Jesus. He said to me, point them to me and leave the rest to me. He said, you will do nothing, I will do all things. Before these 5 days will be over, your testimony will shake nations. He said, you will do nothing, I will do it. Just point them to me. And I'm standing to say to you, I'm standing with nothing but all of him. Whatever is the problem you came to five Glory Reign with, it is over right now. On this first day, you have a testimony that will shake nations. In the precious name of Jesus. And I vow to give him all the glory. In the name of Jesus. Give the King of Kings a big hand. If you're clapping for him, clap better than anything else. Give that hand to Jesus Christ. And to him we give all of the glory. One more time, we thank God for the privilege to be used of God and all the great men and women of God in the house. And everyone who has come, don't miss these 5 days. It's not a church meeting. It's a meeting to meet the body of Christ. It's not a denominational meeting. It's a meeting that will turn destinies of men. And somebody somewhere in the world will not regret being part of it. To him we give all the glory. Give me a big hand. You may be seated. Welcome your neighbor with a high five. And tell them I celebrate you. In the precious name of Jesus. The theme is a new dawn. That's the theme. From tomorrow, it will take a new dimension. Tomorrow we'll have 3 sessions, the first teaching. Then I'll teach the second one and I'll take prophetic blessings to end. But today, the prophetic blessings, because of the kind of teaching, will not be part because it's a prophetic meeting today. Many, today is restoration, the beginning of a new dawn. That's the message for today. Restoration, the beginning of a new dawn. In Matthew chapter 28, I'll read 1 to 7. Because it's going to be a very powerful prophetic meeting. Everybody will have a testimony after today. Matthew 28. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake. Take note of that word. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn. As it began to what? You will be surprised why dawn. I was studying Genesis chapter 1 and I saw something which I shared in the church. We say morning and evening. But if you read the Bible, God said evening and morning. In all verses, he never said morning and evening. He said evening and morning. That means to God, evening comes before morning. Yes, sir. If you read Genesis 1, there was nowhere God said morning and evening. We know where you come. Normal people say morning and evening. He says and God created in the evening. He said, and God called the firmament heavens, and the evening and the morning. Evening and the morning. Even there was no way to say morning and evening. Just to say it's a new dawn. So darkness and it breaks out with light. He said, and the evening and the morning. Now, that's not where we're going. Back to Genesis, to Matthew 28. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. He rolled back the grave, nobody rolled it back. After this day, that evil that stopped you from rising will be rolled out of your life. His countenance like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And as fear of him that keep as this shake and became as dead men. Everyone kept to monitor your destiny, they'll be as dead men after now. In the precious name of Jesus. And then the answer and said unto me, the woman, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. He's risen. After this glory reign, when they come to look for you where you used to be, you will never be there anymore. In the name of Jesus Christ. As he said, come see the place where the Lord laid. Verse 7. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he's risen from the dead. And behold, he went before you into Galilee. There shall they see him. Lo, I have what? Told you. And then verse 8 says, and they departed quickly from sepulchre with fear and great joy. Whatever brings fear and great joy is a wonder. That kind of fear is not phobia. There are things that will happen in your life. You say, I fear God. Have you ever said so? What will happen to you will be that kind of exclamation. There's a way God will do something. You say, I fear God. That will be your exclamation after this day. If you are the one God is talking to, let your amen be the loudest. Now hear this. This year, glory reign is very prophetic. I'm going to show you from scriptures. You may not know why it's prophetic. Listen. This year, glory reign is not. We started 9th of glory 2010. That was where we started. We started with 9th of glory 2010. This is the 15th year. The first event was 9th of glory 2010. Then the metamorphosis to 5 nights of glory. Then now to glory reign. So for 15 years, and the year 15 is very unique. Turn with me to Luke chapter 3. 1 to 3. Now, in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judah, and Herod being president, and the rest, verse 2 for time's sake. Verse 3. And he came into all the country about Jordan. You know who was that? John the Baptist. Who was that? I'm just saving time. Preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. He was in the wilderness for 15 years. And then in the 15th year, he came to the city. I don't know how you have been in obscurity. This year, God is bringing you to limelight. It was in the 15th year John the Baptist came out. Your wilderness journey is ending right now. I said your wilderness journey is ending right now. If you are the one whose wilderness journey has ended, let your amen be the loudest. Then in 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 10, 12 and 15, he said the people, he said they gathered themselves together to Jerusalem in the third month. In the 15th year of the reign of Asa, it was in the 15th year, they entered the covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. And all Judah did just had the oath, for they had sworn with their whole heart and sought with their whole desire, and was found that the Lord gave them what? It was in the 15th year they had rest round about. You are entering into your season of rest. Now listen, you have fought too many battles. A time comes when God gives you what? Rest. Now listen, we used to fight battles here, fight here. They will fight against us, fight here. They will do this one, fight here. Then we enter into rest. The people who fought us were no longer existing. We no longer fight. A time comes when God gives you what? Rest. Because you are bought this glory reign, this 15th year, I decree enter into your season of rest. I declare, enter into your season of rest. Those who are fighting, you will fight you no more. If you believe this word of God, let your amen be the loudest. I declare you will enter into your season of rest. Somebody who says amen, this prophecy is fulfilled. The louder your amen, you have it done. In the name of Jesus Christ. You will not struggle to get the next breakthrough. You will not struggle to get the next blessing. That battle you've been fighting entered your rest. Now listen carefully. If you're on board a flight, and the flight is cruising at 36,000 feet above the sea level, you also cruise at that frequency, true? Yes, this is the 15th year of glory rain. That means whatever God is about to do in this 15th year, he will do it for you. No matter where you're coming from. Now, if God says 15 is a time of rest, and you believe it, today I prophesy and I declare, your season of rest has come. The louder you say amen, the more you have the testimony. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, say with me, I've entered into my season of rest. Prophetically declare it. Say it and mean it. From today, this is my own time of rest. Round about. Shout a loud amen. Shout a believing amen. Now hear this and hear me well. We are going to the message. The restoration, the beginning of a new what? Restoration. Dot, dot. The beginning of a new dawn. Tomorrow I'm going to teach something that will turn you on. You'll just be going up. You can't remain small after tomorrow. We are laying foundation today. Tomorrow you just go like this. Each day will be added. Now hear this and hear me well. Man was created to enjoy the best of life. But you all know Genesis chapter 1, 26 to 38. Man was created. He didn't have swimming pool. He had rivers. It's not swimming pool. He was so blessed that he did not need to pray for food. There was nowhere man needed to pray for food. It's not just that we're building swimming pools. He had rivers. Genesis 1, 26 to 38. He said, you shall have what? Dominion. And Genesis 2, 8 to 9, and verse 15. You all know that man lost all and fell short of the glory of God. In Romans 3, 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God in his infinite mercy restored man back to glory. Is that true? In Colossians 1, 27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of his mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So if you have Christ, you have hope. Your case is not hopeless. It's the hope of what? Glory. Shout a better amen. Amen. Glory was restored to man through Jesus Christ. Is that true? And if Jesus came to restore glory to you, then everything lost is supposed to be restored. But let me show you something that will baffle you. Do you know everything you have lost can be restored? Acts chapter 3, 20-21. I'll read the New King James Version. It said, and that he may send Jesus Christ, take note, who was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things. So it's possible for all things to be restored. Not some things. How many things? All things. If that can believe, all things are possible to him that believe it. Mark 9:23. So all things, not some, everything can be restored. Which God has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. Now hear this. Everything in life can be what? Madam lost can be restored. And today, whatever you have lost in your life will be restored right now.
say to yourself, there's nothing that will remain in my life. Everything I've ever lost will be restored. In today's message, I'm looking at six categories of restoration. Six what? Categories of restoration. And your life encompasses those areas. Number one is spiritual restoration. When man fell, he became spiritually dead. That's why Jesus said, you must be born again. In John 3, if you read 3 to 7. Restoration is the exclusive reserve of the redeemed. For all have sinned, not some, for all have sinned, and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3, 23. And those who predestined, those who call, everyone call it just, everyone justified the Lord, he glorified. So you have been called into glorification. Romans 8 to the 9:30. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, John 3, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Everlasting life is the Holy Spirit coming into you. Do you understand me? Everlasting life is simply always becoming what? That's to say, you are not born of the flesh, you are born of the Spirit. Everlasting life is the Holy Spirit coming into you. What left Adam? The Holy Spirit left him. God in him left. That's why I said, it's the Spirit that gives life. John 6:63. It is the Spirit that gives what? Life. And today, you have that life in you right now. In 2 Corinthians 3 verse 6, the end passage, the Spirit gives life. I'll dwell on that more on Wednesday. It said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17. All things are what? Behold, all things have become new. Listen. From that scripture, light came when I was studying. If any man be in Christ, he's recreated. So it is not only sin that left, but sin brought about sickness. Is that true? I'll go deeper into this teaching. It was without sin, man would have been sick. Man became sick because sin came. And if I'm born again, and the Holy Ghost comes to live in me, then all the consequences of sin should also go. Yes, I'm born again by the Spirit of God. And if the Spirit of God is in me, then there should be liberty. When I go further, I would pray for... No sick person will go home sick today. He said, where the Spirit of God is, there's what? Who is in you if you're born again? The Spirit of God? Then it's in you? Then you should be enjoying liberty. That means you cannot be held bound by any devil. Is that clear, sir? Everyone held bound with cancer, with any satanic force, you are loose in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit resides in us. 1 Corinthians 3:16, it says, the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Where? Where is the Spirit of God? In you? Oh my God. And 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19, it said, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own. That said, you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God. Nami, let me say this to you. Hear me well. To experience restoration, particularly of God's glory in our lives, we must lay the foundation of redemption. Must lay the foundation of what? Return to the Lord in full repentance. You must be born again. That is where you can only be restored. Until the prodigal son returned, he was not restored. So, when altar call is made, know that the foundation is for you to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. If they like, they pray for you to be temporal. But full restoration spiritually is impossible without salvation. You must return back to Jesus and accept him as Lord and Savior. and be born again. Then everything you lost in life, that's where you have to start from. Say here. Are you getting what I'm saying? You must be, when we make altar call, you must be born again. Don't be deceived. That you are in a garage does not make you an automobile. That you're in church does not mean you're born again. That you're in a swimming pool does not make you a fish. That you're in church does not make you a child of God. He said, if any man be in Christ, he didn't say if any man be in church. You can be in church and not be. I was going to church and I was not born again. But when the time comes, make sure you give your life to Jesus. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. But listen carefully, spiritual restoration. Have you noticed some people are born again, but sometimes make some mistakes and everything in your life just closes up? Nothing works. You accepted Jesus Christ, but everything just locks up because of one error. It is called wrath. It is called what? Wrath. But hear this. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 9. This one at once who have accepted Christ. Accepted who? Christ. Much more, being not justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Romans 3 verse 25. Whom God has sent forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of sin of God. A young boy was brought to me and to the pastors to pray. This boy was gasping for breath. Every 30 minutes he would have seizure. In the hospital, they got tired. So they brought him, because every 30 minutes he would be seizing and seizure. Doctors got confused. They didn't know what to do. So they told the mother, please go with him. Let him not die here. When they brought him, prayed every prayer before us. Take me. See you again. Then I did like this. God said, a wrath is on him. A wrath is on him. And I whispered to him, I said, young boy, God told me there's something you did. He said, yes. We belong to the cult. I've accepted Christ. And they gave us human flesh and I took part of it. I turned and I said, that's the reason why this is happening. He whispered in my ear alone so the mother and the father were not here. I didn't pray again. I just said, Lord, let your blood speak mercy now. I said, let your blood speak mercy now. The moment I said your blood, that was the end. That means because he was born again and did that, it became a wrath and he would have died. You know, some of us have gone astray. Is that true? Some person have gone astray after being born again. Now I stand by the mercy of the blood of Jesus. The wrath of God, the wrath of man, the wrath of the devil that's made life uncomfortable for you today will be removed by the blood of Jesus. Some person have prayed and prayed and prayed over an issue, no answer. I decree by restoration of this day, anyone who's wrath, I don't mean those who are not born again. If you're not born again, I don't want to talk about all those who are born again, but the wrath is dangling on your head. I decree by the mercy of the blood of Jesus that the wrath is lifted right now. Another story. I was praying for a man who was applying for a contract in a big organization. Just at the point they were to sign the contract, they stopped. I said, something must have gone wrong. I said, can I be fasting and praying? And then they didn't approve this contract. Then the Holy Ghost said to me, ask him who is with him in this business. So I said, excuse me, sir. Who is doing this business with you? He said, one of his brothers. I said, ask me a question. So he asked him. When he asked him the question, he said, people are going to church. We have to go our own way. We have to enter some places to make sure things work. So God said, if it goes away, the man will say his own devil gave him. So God said, I can't share my glory. That's why I stopped it. So I said, tell your brother to stop now. and not to go to any witch doctor. The moment that was done, as a mercy prevailed, paper was signed. Because something has gone wrong somewhere. Is that true, sir? Some cases may not be you directly, but every wrath that has stopped any blessing on your life, today, the blood of Jesus, I decree, remove that rod from your life. And whatever belongs to you in redemption, be released to you right now in the name of Jesus. Let somebody who knows you are receiving your blessing say, when I teach breakthrough prophetically, I'll tell you, there are some who, if you put in business, business can die. Not today. I teach that one. It's prophetic. If Jonah is in your boat, you will reach your destination. There are some people you carry, just put them in your business, that business will collapse. One Jonah will sink your boat. One Jesus will keep the boat afloat. Do you know there are some people who are Jonahs? Anywhere they enter, nothing works. Was Jonah a sinner? Was Jonah a sinner? So they can be a child of God, but carry Jonah's anointing. Such people will not see you in Jesus' name. Number two. Mental restoration. First is what? Spiritual restoration. Mental restoration. Mental restoration is the restoration of the mind. It is possible. It is what? Many people don't know the story of Nebuchadnezzar. In Daniel chapter 4, 34 to 36. 34 and 36. Just 34 and 36. Look at the man Nebuchadnezzar. Something happened to Nebuchadnezzar. Many don't know. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, you remember he became the first professor of animal science, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me. That means when he was an animal, he never understood anything. And I blessed the Most High, and I praise and honor him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. 36. At the same time, my reason returned unto me. So it means he was off. As I'm talking now, somebody with a mental case, your reasoning will return in the name of Jesus. And for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and my brightness returned unto me. And my counselors and my laws sought unto me. And I was established in my kingdom. And excellent majesty was added unto me. Whatever has brought mental degradation, today I decree, you will be restored back with dignity. He said, we have the mind of Christ. We have. 1 Corinthians 2:16. He said, without your mind, God will do nothing. Philemon chapter 1, verse 14. I said, come, let us reason together. Isaiah 1:18. He said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23, verse 7. There's a guide the heart with all the, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 4, verse 23. And I hear what God said. He said, God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Sound what? So you are supposed to be mentally resourceful. 7 Timothy 1:7. That is, your mind should be a place where you just begin to do things that the world should mind you. Then how come I did not mind you? Listen, do you know why your mind should be renewed? Why your mind must be renewed? He said, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12, verse 2. It said, don't be conformed, but your mind must be renewed, that you may prove what is that good and accept and perfect will of God. Shout hallelujah. And you know why your mind has to be renewed? On this day, listen carefully. God can make all the promises to you. If your mind is not renewed, they cannot be restored. In Numbers chapter 13, 27 to 33, I was studying, I said it in church. How come the 12 spies The 10 of them saw the land flowing with milk and honey. Then how come 10 doubted? 2 believed. 10 of them said, we are like grasshoppers. Where did they have grasshoppers mentality from? Listen carefully. They said, we've been like grasshoppers in our sight. They said, in their own sight. They didn't say they'd be like grasshoppers. That nobody told them who. They told themselves. They said, we are like grasshoppers in our sight. So are we in their sight. It is what you call yourself, people call you. Have you not seen African leaders go to the Western world and say, we, the poor nations? You now wonder, why will the president say poor nations? From here. He's talking to the solar president though. He said, no, you have to help the African nations which are very poor. Who told him that? Yet, the resources you have, they don't have them in the West. But the man's mind is poor. Am I talking to you? Now, but listen. Listen what I got. The 10 of them in their mind did not leave Egypt. They were in a new land, but in their mind they were in Egypt. They have been enslaved for over 400 years. Held captive for 400 years. So when God told them, "You, this is your land," they says, God, we have been captives. We have been in slavery. This you are saying, not so. Do you know there's a level you will suffer from your grandfather, great-grandfather, to your father, that even when they say the Bible says so, it says, sir, hold on. I know this is the Bible, but I'm telling you, not our family, no way. He said, the Bible says, he says, sir, don't worry, preacher, you're preaching, oh, this one is our family. If you know my father, poor, my grandfather, poor, my great-grandfather, poor, you're telling me, you see poverty too now. It says, look at the Bible, say, it says, I leave Bible, I am telling you what I know. You know where? Today, I decree anyone held captive in your mind, be loose and restored in the name of Jesus. Take the word only. That's my solution. Think what? If you must think, Philippians 4:8, think only the word. Anything outside the word, don't think it. Your thinking level should be Philippians 4:8. I decree your mental system renewed in the order of Jesus Christ right now. I'm not going to dwell too much on the mind, because tomorrow I'm going to talk a little on it, because a preacher will preach on the mind mentality, so I won't talk too much. One of the young men will preach on mentality. But I'm going to tell you how your mind can steer you up in another form, away from his own side. Every defeat is from here. From where? From the mind. Don't think you have done too many spiritual warfare. Do mental warfare. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that what? Ask or think. So as your prayer and your mental system, they equal. Ephesians 3:20. So some of you sit like this. Have you ever thought like this? I know Mario. Who told you? Where did you see it in the Bible? Ephesians, I know Mario. You say why? I just feel like that. Someone will tell you, Ephesians say, pray for me. It's like I feel like dying. He said, why do you feel like dying? I just feel like dying. Who told you you feel like dying? Who told you you die? He said, I just feel like that now. Can't somebody feel like that? How can you feel like that? Don't feel like that. You won't die. Take the word only. And Jesus came to restore that mind to you. Say, I have the mind of Christ. Say it one more time. Confess it. The very Creator's mind. I cannot be stranded with the mind of Christ in me. It is what you confess, God will confirm. I don't think I'm stupid to say confess. If you don't confess it, you can't have it. You shall have whatsoever you want. Say nothing, you get nothing. Say, I have the mind of Christ. With the creative mind of Christ in me, I can't fail. Shout a better amen. Shout a loud amen. You can see Nebuchadnezzar. The only thing that left because there was what? His mind. He said, when my mind was what? Restored. Today, somebody's mental system is restored again. In the precious name of Jesus. Shout a loud amen. Shout a believing amen. Number three, material restoration. Material what? Labro dia kosinka to bregedia katalo brezi. Israel. For 430 years of slavery, ended with favor. Exodus chapter 3, 21 to 22. Do you know to be born again is to be favored again? You are not permitted to leave Egypt without favor. They didn't leave Egypt poor. They left with favor. That means if you are born again, you should give to your new kingdom with so much what? Favor. They should look at you and call you Elias. Change your name. Whatever is the name, put favor inside. He said, I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when you go, shall not go what? After 430 years of slavery, I decree emptiness to come to an end in your life. Okay, listen. They said we are going. I'm going to pray a very deep prayer. They said we are what? And they borrowed them their gold. How do you borrow a man who is not coming back? The resources of Egypt was gold. The dead resources was what? The reason why Pharaoh pursued them was because the whole economy of Egypt was handed over to their former slaves. When Pharaoh realized, he said, listen. It is not to serve them why he pursued them. He pursued them because the entire economy of Egypt was handed over to their slaves. So when God wants to bless you, he will turn the counsel of your enemies to foolishness. Have you not seen where somebody will sign paper before you realize that you have signed it? He said, I've signed it though. He said, it's too late. Now, and every woman shall borrow of her neighbor, listen, and of her that sojourneth in her house, jewels of what? And jewels of gold and raiment, and you shall put them upon your sons and daughters, and you shall spoil the Egyptians. Say favor. Say favor. Say it like a child of God. Today, favor will answer to someone. Whatever material thing you lost, your grandfather lost, is restored to you by favor right now. In Exodus chapter 12, 35, 36. And Jehovah said, did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And the Lord gave, who gave the favor? Has God changed? And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. So that they lend unto them such things that they required, and they spoil the Egyptians. If God give favor in the Old Testament, we're in a better covenant. There's nowhere you go from today and open your mouth to say something, will say no to you in the name of Jesus. And the Lord gave them what? God is the giver of favor. No matter how wealthy you are, favor is part of Christianity. Was Solomon a poor man? Yet they came to honor him. Now you get what I'm talking about? This day, from today, being a part of glory in the first day, favor is locating you where you are. Favor will locate you where you are. Shout a loud amen if you're a believer. In the name of Jesus. He said he brought them, Psalm 105 verse 7. Brought them forth with what? Silver and gold. Not silver and gold. Silver and gold. And there was not one. Two things you should have been enjoying is abundance and health. Wealth and health. W and H. That's what they call WHO. They are not stupid. They put W first, wealth. H, health. The O stands for anything. World Health Organization. They take it from Bible because the two most important things are wealth and health. They told the world, we, wealth and health, belong to the World and Health Organization. 2 Kings 8, 3 and 6. And it came to pass at the 7 years' end that the woman returned out of the land of the Philistines. And she went forth to cry unto the king for her house and for her land. And when the king asked the woman, she told him. So the king appointed unto her a certain officer, saying, restore all that was ours. Is this some or all? And all the fruits of the land, field, since the day that she left the land, even until now. Restore. Look, I hear God in my little way. And I heard, I don't know, Bayelsa State. I heard it clear here. Now listen, long ago, I'm going to prophesy, you'll be surprised. Long ago, God said to me, I sent you here to help the Jor people. I said, why? He said, this is the reason. He said, every Jor is a tribe in Nigeria. They're about the fourth biggest tribe in Nigeria. He said, every Jor man does not enter office twice. He began to give me a list from military regime. He said, when they go once, they don't go second time. He said, look at them. Greatest thief. He called them governors. He said, did they go second time? I said, no. He said, the reason is this. There's a curse over the Jor man. I said, what? He said, break it. When you go to Bayelsa. And I went to Bayelsa for a crusade. We went to Bayelsa for a crusade. And the governor then, his name was Dixon. He came for the crusade. He was in the crusade. The people never liked him. But I said, today this curse will be broken. And that curse will remove. And he will be the first to do a second time. He was the first of all, including Jonathan, could not do a second time. He was the first man in the Jordan to do a second time. Against whatever. Because God restored that glory back. Whatever you have lost as a material thing in where you are, I decree it restored right now. Every material blessing that belongs to you that was lost in the name of Jesus, today shall be restored in the name of Jesus. A night it came to me. The wife is late now. The wife walked to me and said, my husband is the present IG of police. They will soon retire him. Before him, two IGs were disgraced. Tafabalogu, another one. He was the next one. The wife walked to my office and said, sir, I came all the way from Abuja. Can you pray for my husband? Is the present serving IG? And I know something is wrong. I laughed. I said, what do you want? He said, pray for him. I said, I pray for him. He was the first IG after that was not disgraced. And after he left IG, they kept giving him office upon office upon office upon office upon office. Two of us have never met. But he has done me good without knowing me. So I prayed for him. In my little way, I understand the situation. I don't know what has left you or happened to others. In your own time, it will never happen. You will be restored to dignity in the name of Jesus. All that you lost, in case you lost anything, today is your day of restoration. If you believe me, say amen like a child of God. If you believe me, say amen like a child of God. In the name of Jesus. In Nehemiah chapter 5, 11 and 12, he said, restore, I pray thee, I pray you, to them, even this day, their lands, their vineyards, their oliveyards, their houses, also the 100th part of the money, and of the corn, the wine, and the oil, that he has out of them. Then said they, we will restore them, and we require nothing of them. So we will we do as thou sayest. Then I called the priest and took an oath of them that they should do according to this what? Promise. Their lands, your lands, your houses, every other possession must be restored now. Must be restored now. Must be restored now. Must be restored now. If you believe it, say amen. If you believe it, say amen. So whatever material possession that belongs to me must be restored now. Say it in 1 minute. Say it in 1 minute. Say it with faith. Every material possession that belongs to me be restored now. Open your mouth. Declare it in the name of Jesus. This is my day. Must be restored. Not after. Right now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Now listen, Isaiah 65:21-22. And they shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall not plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For the days of the tree, so are the days of my people. And my elect shall long enjoy the works of their hands. You will not labor for another person to enter. Life story. A woman introduced a president of a nation to the federal system of their country. This woman would have been the most powerful woman in that government. But at the time she was to enjoy, she died of cancer. Somebody who did not work entered. That's what God said, you will not labor for another to eat. So I will not labor for another to eat. Say it as a child of God. Say it and mean it. You will not have children, then the time that you enjoy them, you will not die. God forbid. Everybody at the end of my voice, you will enjoy the fruit of your labor in the name of Jesus. You will not plan for another to eat. Say, I will not plan for another to eat. Say it like a child of God. Say it and mean it. In 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 7. And David said unto him, fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake. Mephibosheth. And I will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father. And thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. What your father lost, your great-grandfather lost, will be restored now. Now listen, while I was preaching, I was listening to the Holy Spirit. He said, this is what I will say about Bayelsa. If I be a man of God, Bayelsa has been a forsaken state. He said to me, when I pray for one, he's praying for all. Watch, if I hear God, Bayelsa will experience a glory they've never experienced. And when God is speaking to Bayelsa, he's speaking to River State. He's speaking to Imo State. He's speaking to all. Because God is no respecter of persons. Whatever glory has been lost in the state where you are, stand as a gap. I decree that glory restored right now. I was listening one day. I've never known a place called Obima in my life. I just came to church. God told me, Obima. Obima. I said, there's a community called Obima in River State. A boy, somebody sat there. He said, that's my village. I said, God told me head or tail, Obima. That was only what God told me. He said, head or tail, Obima. And I said, God told me head or tail. I said, take this oil, go and anoint the city. You see what will happen. After that thing, the following month, a man called Umeya came from the same village. After him, Amechi, two of the governors from the same village. From one word. I don't care what that your environment has been. Today, for your sake, God will turn it around. For your sake, God will turn it around. Glory will rest upon that place in the name of Jesus.
If you're a believer anywhere, say amen for that place. Shout the Lord, amen if you are the one. In the name of Jesus. In Genesis 42, 25. Then Joseph commanded to fill the sacks with corn and to restore every man's money into his sack. Every man's what? I don't know the money you have lost, though. Today that money will be restored. I don't care the money you have lost in life. I decree every money you have lost be restored in the name of Jesus. The projects you started, you complete them. There's no project you started that you will abandon. Shout a living amen like a child of God. In Zechariah 4:9, he said, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. You will not start a project and abandon it. Every project that God gave to you, project not only building, you know, even vision he gave to you will not be aborted. I decree every project that you started, you will finish it this year. God will give you speed in the name of Jesus. Shout it, believe it, amen if you believe it. Say, I will finish every project I start. I will not have an abandoned project. That means you will not go to school and stop halfway. You will not start a contract and stop halfway. Every project will be accomplished in the name of Jesus. The louder your amen, you have it done. In Romans chapter 9 and verse 28. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness. Because a short walk will the Lord make upon the earth. That means quick. What took others 20 years will take you 20 months. When God does a quick walk, he compresses. What took others 50 years will take you 15 weeks. You say how? When I go further, you see here the story of Joseph. Am I talking to you? Because it's part of the teaching. If you are to follow process, Joseph wouldn't have been a prime minister. One, he was not qualified. He was an ex-convict. Whichever way, he was an ex-convict. Two, he was a Jew not qualified to vote in Egypt. He was not even registered as a voter. He never had what you call voting card or whatever you call it. He did not have any party card. He had no PVC, Nigeria on. He had nothing. Then how did he become a prime minister? All protocols were broken. God, when he wants to bless you, he takes you where you're not qualified. He qualifies the unqualified. Material restoration is real. Material restoration is what? Whatever you have lost is restored today. Okay, look at the man Job. Everything Job lost was restored double. Job 42 verse 10. Everything Job lost, it was a what? Double. My. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job. He said, when the Lord turned again, we are like them that dream. Our mouth was filled with laughter. If your captivity turned, it will be like a dream. Am I talking? He said, and at the tongue, our tongue will sing it. They said, they are unhidden. The Lord has done great things. If God turned your captivity, you wake up and you think it's a dream. Have you been blessed to a point where you think that you're dreaming? That is exactly what will happen to Saul, who says amen. When they called us from Alabama, that they gave us the property, first thing, Mama came to say, I know you. Don't say no. I said, why? It was like a dream.
We are not in America. We don't live in America. We don't know the people. They just carry big property. Millions of dollars. Free. They said, if we take. So when they called us and they gave us property, I said, hold on. Did you say they offered the property to buy? Or the pastor said, no. They said we should take the property free. I said, hold on first. What did you say? I said, did you say they said we should buy the property? Or he said, no. They just gave it to us free. I said, in America. Free. That's the property. This property is even finer than now. This is show the building. Everything in this property in Alabama, intact, even to tissue, they did not take. Signed documents handed over to us. They gave us the property. It took us some months before we traveled to go and tell them thank you. Hello? How many like that kind of favor? What you never labored for will come to you. What you did not sweat for will locate you. Before this time next year, your testimony will shake nations. In the name of Jesus. Everything Job lost was restored what? Double. Everything you have lost since you were born, in the name of Jesus, will be restored double fold right now. I decree and I declare, whatever you have lost since you were born will be restored double fold in the name of Jesus. If you are the one God is talking to, let your amen be the loudest. Because what he has done for one, he will do for all. Number four. Restoration of time. Stroke. Lost years by speed. Restoration of time. Cum lost years by speed. My. In 1 Kings chapter 18. 41 to 46. Ahab was already ahead of Elijah. And then the hand of God came upon Elijah. And he had run Ahab to the cave. If nobody believes it, look at me, I'm a living example of it. I didn't start when others started. But with all humility before God, my speed is a record-breaking speed globally. The entire globe, people sit down to discuss my case. So where come this man within this short time? It is possible. From my heart, God will do something bigger for you. Yes, you have lost. He can recover them in 1 month. He said in verse 46, the hand of the Lord was upon Elijah and got his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Before Ahab got there, Elijah was there. That is supernatural speed. Supernatural what? Where people will be ahead of you for years, but bam, you overtake them. Somebody has entered that realm right now. Somebody has entered that realm right now. That God will make you overtake those ahead of you. Shout a believing amen if you are the one. Shout a loud amen if you are the one. In the name of Jesus. Look at the man Abraham. Many of you don't know. Abraham was promised a child at 75. But he got Isaac at 100. That's strange. That means he was already an old man. True? He promised him 75, he got a child 100. So in the natural, Abraham should not live long to die. But Abraham stayed another 75 years to see his grandchildren before he's dead. You know why? Genesis 25, 7 to 8. made sure that the years he lost, he gave him back. He said, and these are the days of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived. 100, 3 scorn, that is 60, 160, and 15, 175. So God gave him extra 175 years so that he can see his grandchildren. Do you understand that? Because he knew that he came late. He came what? So he had to leave. It's scriptural. Psalm 128 verse 6. You shall see your children's children. So nobody is permitted to die without seeing your grandchildren. Yeah, that shall see thy children's children. So in case you have children at old age, you know you live long. Because those children must have children before you go. Are you hearing what God is saying? Don't think that God did not remember you. Everybody who has lost years anywhere, God will compress them and bless you. Shout a believing amen if you believe God's word. Shout a loud amen. God restores time with speed. He restores what?
Speed.
He restores time with speed. Joseph was in prison. Joseph was in prison. Was where?
In prison.
But in 24 hours, he was in palace. It was at the age of 17, they threw him into pit. He became prime minister at the age of 30. So 13 years was like a waste. But that which he lost in 30 years, in one day blessing, he covered all. Am I talking? I don't know how many years you have lost in your life. This meeting will mark the restoration of that time in the name of Jesus. Have you not seen where you lost so much? And then one blessing just turns your life. That blessing that will turn your life is coming to you right now. In the name of Jesus. He said, a little one shall become a thousand. And a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in this time. Isaiah 60 verse 22. A little one shall become what? Now, I'll share my testimony so it will humble you. A time came in my life as if I lost so much. Then all of a sudden, God compressed. Everybody was ahead of me, overtook them. That where I am today, some of them will still need to take the next 15 years to 20 years to another 50 years to reach there. I overtook everybody ahead of me. And so I'm not preaching it. I'm telling you what God can do. I don't know how many years you have lost. If I be a man of God, this meeting will mark the end of such in your life. If this book is the book I'm quoting, then he will hasten it now in the name of Jesus. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but not his word. I decree all that you have lost will be restored in the name of Jesus. A young man sent me a very touching message from Canada. I said, sir, I will not disappoint you. I said, how? He got hopeless. His case was hopelessly hopeless. He has given up on life. Even his siblings were mocking him. Then all of a sudden, God found a way for him and restored his dignity back. He says, sir, I don't know how men have thought you have failed. This meeting will mark the beginning of your restoration. In the name of Jesus, God will help you where you never believed. He will restore your dignity and honor back in the name of Jesus. If that amen is from your heart, a miracle is born. In the name of Jesus. In Joel chapter 2, 25 to 27. He said, I will, not I may. God speaking, not man. He said, I will restore to you the years. Can God lie? He said, I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, and the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army, which has been among you. And you shall eat in plenty. All the years you have lost will be restored. And be satisfied. You know what we're saying? It's not talking about physical food though. It's talking about when others say things are tough, you'll be laughing. Is it not with me? Because in the midst of scarcity globally, God will change your story. He said, and praise him of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you and my people. For every shame, have double honor right now. Anywhere anyone has seen shame, minimum after today will be double honor. A new glory is placed on you in the name of Jesus. For that shame in your life, a glory is restored in the name of Jesus. If you are the one God is speaking to, your amen confirms it. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. And I am the Lord your God. And none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. No one will ever see shame. You say, all this crowd will not see shame. You are not, God is too big for you to say, how many are we? To God, the number watching is nothing to him. God, the stars in the sky, there are many. All the stars, they shine. True? Have you seen any star not shining? So, no matter the number watching, glory rain, it doesn't move God. It can make all of us. Now, I decree, not one person will see shame. Not one person will see shame. Shame has ended in your life. A glory has come upon you. In the name of Jesus. If you are that person, your amen confirms it. Say, a new glory is upon me. No shame in my life. For any area I've ever seen shame, a double honor. A new glory is upon me now. A new glory is upon me now. In the name of Jesus. Shout a better amen. God restored wasted years by compressing your blessings. That's what he does. He will compress blessings. All the years wasted will compress your blessings. Now, Joseph enjoyed compressed blessings for his years of unfair treatment. You agree with me? That kind of blessing was something else. 24 hours. Yesterday was in prison. The following day, the prime minister. That was unconventional. All the years he suffered, he did not remember again. There's a way God will bless you, you forget your years of suffering. You will feel, remember you suffered. Can you get what I'm saying? There's a way God will bless you, you will not remember you ever suffered. You won't let me tell you the story. We used to suffer. We used to. You will enter that group. Shout aloud, amen. You will enter that group. You are already there. You are already there. You are already there. Shout aloud, amen. How do I know? God says so. How do I know? God says so. And God is not a man. That's why I know your name has been removed from the suffering list to the list of honor and dignity. Shout aloud, amen. Number 5. Bodily restoration. Bodily what? Now let every sick here, may you be healed. Hiya. Ah, ma. Every sick will be healed. No matter the disease, you'll be healed. In Jeremiah 30, verse 17, he said, and I will restore health unto thee. And I will heal thee of thy wounds. I will restore health. Who is speaking? He said, I will restore health unto thee. And now heal thee of thy wound, saith the Lord. He said, said the Lord. Saith means he's speaking. He said, I will restore health unto thee. This is God speaking. Today, everyone called sick, your health is fully restored. That amen does not sound with faith. He said, I will restore unto thee. Now listen. I'm going to demonstrate. I want a young man who has physical pain. A young man. Come. One. One young man with pain. I'll use you as a just one person with severe pain in your body. And I'm going to use him to demonstrate. A young man, come. Just any young man with pain in your body. One, just one. Any young man, come. Just one. One person with pain. Pain in your body. Just one person. Come quickly. Where is the pain? Come. I'm not going to shout. I'm not going to scream. Listen. Just watch me. Your health is restored. In Jesus' name. Get up, sir. Do what you could not do. You'll be shocked. Do anything you could not do. I won't scream. Do anything you could not do. Just do it. I know it as I know my name. Do anything you could not do. Do anything. Ask him any question. Do anything you could not do before. Ask him.
Papa, I slept under the air condition and throughout this morning I couldn't breathe. But now the pain is gone.
And you know why? God said to me, speak my word. He said, it is my word, it's not your word. Just speak it. I heard God, that's why I use the pronunciation. He said, just speak my word. It is not my word. He said he will, not David Biomia. He said he will restore health to you. Do you believe? Do you believe? Now, I'm not going to shout. Do you believe? Now, your health is restored in the name of Jesus. Your health is restored in the name of Jesus. I repeat, your health is restored in the name of Jesus. Send me, my health is fully restored. Say it one more time. In the name of Jesus. Move your body. There will be no pain. There will be no disease. It will be restored in the name of Jesus. You know why? He said, I will heal thee of all thy wounds. In case you have bruises, you are healed in the name of Jesus. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. Ask 38. What was the good he went about doing? Healing all that were present, for God was with him. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13, verse 8. Ask 10:38. For he have bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6:20. He restored life to dead Lazarus. You are not dead. He restored life to a decayed body. Body that was already decayed. He could restore life. They only told you your kidneys have packed up. They only told you your heart is failing. You are not dead. If a dead Lazarus, decomposed Lazarus, life could be restored, your case is nothing to God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Your case is nothing to God. I decree, I'm hearing God. Somebody's sight is restored. Somebody's organs are restored. Somebody's body is restored. Somebody's hearing is restored. In the name of Jesus, every part of your body is restored. If you believe it, say amen like a believer. Finally, number 6. For today, not finally, forever. Restoration of all that the devil has stolen. Restoration of all that the devil has stolen. Do you know Satan steals? The thief cometh to steal, So he steals. He said, while men slept, the enemy came and sold theirs. Some of you, where you are, you know that's not where you are supposed to be. That you would have been far higher than where you are now. Satan stole something from you. Life story, in 2003 or 2006, I will never forget when I did that prayers, to 2003 or 2006, one of them, when we had crusade in the civic center. Have you heard which that one? 2004, I did a prayer in a place called Civic Center, Port Harcourt, Nigeria. This prayer, before now, no church person was rich in this part of Nigeria. All the rich people were cult people. Either they belong to Ogboni, Freemason, Amok. No church person you can count wealthy. It was like the church was synonymous with poverty. Every rich person was belonging to one cult, one something. Nobody who goes to church, even those who go to church, they must belong to something. So it became like if you are a church person, you can never be rich. Then God gave me a revelation. He said the church has been praying against the devil, but they never prayed for the wealth to leave the hands of the devil. He said the wealth, these people don't steal it physically. He said they steal it spiritually. He said they use the master Satan to steal what belongs to the body of Christ. And I did a prayer. Now I can't quote all those scriptures from Haggai 2:6. When you get home, you read it. And I connected it and did a prayer in the civic center. Now I'm not talking spiritually. After that prayer, they walked to me in front of this church and said, excuse me, nobody has disturbed us like you. The man was a good man. He said, you came to disturb us? And pointed a finger at me. I said, shut up! If you point that finger, you don't die. I'm not saying. He brought his hand down. He said, why you disturb us? You disturb us? You disturb us? How can you disturb us like this? Why will you come and warn us everywhere? Why? God told me they are reacting because the wealth has been taken. He said, this is a physical reaction. And from that, the church began to control the wealth. That's what you see, church people began to take charge. Before, economically, church people were not like that. So Satan is the one who stole it. He didn't steal it physically, he stole it from the spirit. The thief committed what? Now, listen. When Solomon did the judgment, he said, while they were sleeping, the children were exchanged. While they were what? The children were exchanged. So it is when men are weak, Satan steals. He said, while men slept. Matthew 13, 24 to 28. While men slept. We pray. We pray. Satan will bind you. Witches will bind you. Demons will bind you. But he didn't tell them, take your hands off my property. Just I bind you, I bind you. You have been binding him. He's been collecting. Today we will not collect no more. I said, he will collect no more. Proverbs 6, 30, 31. It says, men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he's hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. So whatever Satan has stolen from you will be restored right now. Ma, now listen. The Lord has given me a very, very scriptural illustration. He said, how was Israel oppressed? He said, they were oppressed from the devil. That's why when Moses went, he said, Pharaoh, let my people go. He didn't collect it with English. He told him, if you don't let them go, I'll kill your son. And when power was on display, wealth moved to the hands of Israel. Through? You are in the next minute, you are not going to pray the way you used to pray, Father. You will pray with your holy anger. Satan, anywhere you have stolen anything belonging to me, must be restored now. That kind of prayer, it's not the way you be praying and be looking at everybody in the church. Satan, and they talk to you. And they talk to you. The two ways, see, make him bring that. No. You won't pray that kind of prayer. Say, from the days of John, the kingdom. kingdom of heaven.
Suffering violence.
You don't pray that kind of prayer.
Satan. Satan. No, you hear me, Satan. Is this a telephone conversation? You think Satan is a gentleman? He's a brute. You will address him. Once you address him, you can't arrest him. He said, the thief cometh to see to kill us, but I am come. So two of them have come, depending on who you want to give the chance to. He said, I am come. That you may have, John 10:10. And in Job 20 verse 15, he has swallowed down riches. And he shall vomit them up again. God shall cast them out of his belly. You say, Satan, get out! Take your hands off my life. Release what belongs to me. You have total authority over all the ability of the enemy. If Satan has robbed you of your precious possessions, be it a child, relationship, treasures, appointment, name them. Take authority and boldly take what has been stolen from you. Abraham did not laugh when he went to rescue Lot. He said in Genesis 14, 14 to 16, he took his 12 servants. He went with the anger. He went wrong. Check everywhere there was rescue. It was not fun. David went after the lion and smote the lion and took the bear from his mouth and took the sheep from his mouth. Am I talking to you? You can't be laughing.
This thing they are doing with me. God, I don't know. They don't like my face.
Abraham pursued. Did what? And got everything back. And rescued his brother Lot. In Mark 3:27, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man and then he will spoil his good. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Please, you are not wrestling against human beings, though. Against principalities and what? Against rulers of darkness of this world. Against spiritual wickedness in high place. Oh, eating people like you? When we came to this church, we live by a neighbor. Every night, this man will burn candle with red cloth. Every day, you see witch doctors in his compound. He was wealthy. People around him were not wealthy. Oh, you think people like that, they like you? They get up and they go, you say, Jesus is coming soon. Amen. 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 I don't tell you. In this wicked world, there are people who even your smile is making them to be angry. That you are laughing, they are very angry. You say, see the way they laugh. See the way they laugh. You did them nothing. They say, why would they laugh like that? Everything would they laugh. Why could they smile like that? For what? They want to be the only people to be known. Church, you will wake up. Oh. You can't be doing hand to mouth for 15 years. So what to do to be restored? Now, because I'll give you time to pray. You go pray. Oh. You go pray. What to do to be what? Number one. Don't be comfortable with your present situation. Don't be comfortable with your present work. What you pamper will persist. Refuse to tolerate sickness, poverty, barrenness, failure, stagnation, etc. They are all reproach. They are all what? God will only change your situation when you are no longer comfortable with it. David got angry and confronted Goliath. He said, you this uncircumcised Philistine. This day will I break down your head. Let me tell you a life story. The biological family where I was privileged to be born into, nobody at the time prospered. Life became like this. Everything was not working. Then
when I became born again, I got up one midnight with a hunker inside me. I will never forget. I said, wherever this thing is coming from, in the name of Jesus, it must come to an end. I prayed the prayer with anger. Boom! The whole family was liberated. Stars began to rise. If you have done vegetable prayer for years, you are praying for something like that. Father, glory to God. For devil. That's your prayer, you know. The name of Jesus. Oh, my friend, you think Satan is only in Africa? Better go around the world. I've been privileged to travel. Satan is everywhere. It does not visa to travel. They don't see him in immigration. Are you getting what I'm saying? He passes border control without visa. He's the kind of person you are not joking with. We went to the United States for crusade. I will never forget. We entered a place in Marlboro, Maryland. First day, I said, this is not normal. God said, look at the gate. He opened my eyes, saw a big snake, opened his mouth. He said, that's the reason why people are not entering here. In America, I said, sit down, get out. Second day, people came. We were praying in America. I've tried that story before. They brought a young man who was violent. He will stay like this and tear his clothes. Not mad though. Not a mental case. He will just tear his clothes and begin to be like an animal on the ground. They were taken from church to church. Every time he walks in a place and they want to promote him, it will start. They will sack him. So they brought him to church. As he entered church before my eyes, he manifested. Said, you devil, get out of here. The moment he made, our apartment was filled with flies. In America, not Nigeria. When I mean flies, big flies. These flies, door was shut. No rat died. Enter the house. Flies. I said, Satan, down! Yeah. Flies also find their way. Is it Nigeria? Okay. Okay, let me ask you. Witchcraft C, is it your language? It's English. Get, as I'm talking now, be very angry. Enough of this nonsense. Enough of this what? Number two. Do not take no for an answer. Go to God in prayers. With the mindset that you must be restored. You must be what? Jacob wrestled in Genesis 32, 24, 28, 29. Jacob said, until you bless me, I will not let you go. This situation must change. My life must turn. My family must make progress. I can't be at this level. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Stop explaining your failures. Stand up and fight. Stop saying the economy. Economy what? Are the thieves not getting money? Why would the thieves be rich and the righteous people be poor? Stop! George, wake up! Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. That is, I pray, I can't share testimony, but if I share testimony, some of you will not be happy. I saw raw display of Satan and kingdom of darkness and kingdom of light in a particular situation. I won't tell you, say, who know it. And I got angry. I said, if the thing tweet go here, Satan will say he's in charge. If it goes here, God is in charge. And I saw it raw. People around me were shaking. Blessed, they go where Satan do. As I commanded, turn! turn. I won't tell you. Take your spirit to know. I didn't laugh. I said, turn! It didn't turn. Today, no. No. You will not take a no for an. Number three, locate the right scriptures. Locate the what? Locate the right scriptures. Hosea 14, verse 2. It said, take your word and turn to the Lord. Take your what? You take the word of God and say, it is written. If we pray according to his will, he heard us. 1 John 5, 14. So you pray with the scripture. With the what? Scripture. This is the confidence we have in him that if we ask anything according to his will, he heard us. Number 5. Believe that you will be restored. Believe that you what? Don't pray and be doubting. It is what you believe you become. If that must believe, all things are possible to him that what? Mark 9:23. Is that clear? Without faith, is it possible to what? In the God must believe. Hebrews 11, verse 6. Number 5. Rise up and address it in prayers. Rise up and address it what? In prayers. That's the last one. You will get up and address that situation in prayers. In Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24. It says, rise you up, take your journey, and pass over River Arnon. Behold, I have given to your hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in what? Is your own, but contend. That God has given you doesn't mean you fold your hand like this. You will contend in prayers. Why? Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. So, heavens is waiting for you to pray. Listen, that's where I'm closing. I'm done. Whatsoever, Matthew 18:18. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you. So, God is, you say, God, oh God, God said, no. Bind the thing here. How bound it? So, oh God, God said, no. Do tell me what I must do. Are you getting me? He said, whatsoever you. So, the reason it has not been done because you have said nothing. Whatsoever you, we are saying, oh God, why are you watching things happen like this? God said, bind that thing now and I'll bind it in here. You know why the church missed it? We are waiting for God to do something. God is waiting for us to say something. God said, it is what you say I will do. It is not God who determines what happens. It is you that determines what God will respond to. Read that scripture. You'll be reading it without understanding. Bring New King James. You see you. New King James. As surely I say to you, whatever you, not God, bind on earth will be bound in heaven. So heaven does not determine the events on the earth. It's the earth that determines how heaven responds to the events on the earth. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you don't say peace, there will be no peace. If we say peace, there will be peace. And I decree anywhere there's storm, peace in the name of Jesus. Whatever you bind here, heavens were bound in heaven. Is that true? And whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Rise to your feet. You are going to file your claim in the courtroom of God. Anywhere? You cry out to God to restore back all that you have lost. Say with me, Satan, I put your notice. This is the last day you steal from me. Take your hands off all that belongs to me. In the name of Jesus. You are not addressing God. You are addressing the devil. God does not steal. So don't say, Father, no Father here. In the name of Jesus Christ, no Father here. Satan, whatever you have stolen from me right now must be restored. My health, my blessings, My children, whatever you have stolen, this day must be restored. Am I talking? A young man, I'm seeing him, a pastor in Abuja. This guy was gone. Gone. That you would be afraid looking at his eyes. One day, I said, "Pastor, what's happening?" He said, "If I follow doctor's report, sir, I don't think I'll survive. But, Daddy, don't worry. I've had enough." His eyes were yellow. Every organ in him, they say kidney this way, liver this way, this one this way. The medical reports were all negative. But I got angry when I saw him. I said, "Satan, take your hands off God's son." He too believed. Today he's standing here, strong and healthy. Why? Satan came to, he's the one raising hand. Satan came to terminate his life. But he got angry with his last strength and rejoined faith. If you see him when he was sick, you'll be afraid to look at him. It's simple. You'll be afraid. You know when somebody will move like this, look at the person, think the person is moving cuffs. He was so fearful. But if he never stood up, by now, they would have said, you know, some years back, this young man. No. Satan came to stop his preaching. He said, "No, my time is not yet." You can't be looking at your life. Last year you were a clerk. This year you are still a clerk. He said, "Hey, they hate me for office." But they are promoting the sinners. They stole your blessing. They stole what? You are going to stand up to pray. I might talk to you. You can't be eating from hand to mouth. Clink, 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 clink. It must end. You'll be begging sinners, "I need transfer money." It must end today. Why would they be building mansions? You're building chaos. If God is your father, we should build the mansions. Satan, anything you have taken from me, today in the name of Jesus, must be restored. Must be what? I'll give you minimum 7 minutes. That kind of prayer is not your prayer, you're looking at everybody's face. See, this is what this is the way this one they pray. Since they pray, you know, they didn't pray with yourself. My friend, don't be a referee and a monitor here. Face your life. Are you ready? "In my name, you shall cast out devils." You will bind, you say, "Satan, I bind you. Today, take your hands off my life. Take your hands off my family. Lose every blessing that belongs to me. I lose them." Go ahead and pray in the name of Jesus. Your mouth and pray.
family restoration. Of everything you have lost. So you must rest on. Jesus' mighty name. Now listen, I'm using a few minutes to speak. In Isaiah 42 verse 22, before we thank God, he said, but this is a people spoiled, a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes. They are hid in prison houses, for they are a prey, and none delivereth, for a spoil, and none saith, restore. So if there be a man of God, I will say restore, it will be restored. Faith is in degrees. Not everybody has, yes, I said pray, but not everybody's faith is in the same level. Am I talking? There are some people, yes, they pray, but they don't even know what they are praying. Now, if there be anything anyone has lost, set your heart, because your heart has to be set. I decree the name of Jesus. Be restored now! Is it your health? Is it your children? Some people have even lost children. They need to be restored back. Now, whatever you have lost, I stand in my office based on the calling of God upon my life, by election of grace. I command it restored right now. In the name of Jesus. If you believe it is done, give thanks to Him. Give God thanks. Give Him thanks. Give God thanks. Go ahead and give Him thanks. Tell God thank you for restoring all. Tell God thank you. Blessed be God forever. In Jesus' mighty name. When we started teaching, we said the first restoration is spiritual restoration. That a man must be born again. Until you're restored spiritually, every other restoration will not work. If you wear graduation garment without matriculation number,
They will not give you certificate. Yes, you have prayed, but you have not registered. You must be born again. He said you must, not optional, be born again. Everyone that said, Jesus, I don't want to miss anything in my life. Because heaven is real. You heard it? Just think of heaven, not just material things. Thank God for the things that will be restored, but your soul, your life must be restored first. Return back to your Creator by telling Him, Jesus, I love you. Wherever you are, you have not accepted Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. That's the beginning of the journey. They said, Jesus, I've come to you. I want to surrender my life to you. Maybe you were born again, but you took it back by your way of life. Return back and rededicate your life. And say, Jesus, everyone that said, Jesus, I want to surrender totally to you. I want to be born again. In all centers, bow your heads and let's pray this prayer. Say after me, those who want to give their life, say after me, Lord Jesus. Say loud and clear in all centers all over the world. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that you died and rose to save me. With my mouth, I confess you. Thank you, Father, for saving me in Jesus' name. If you offer that prayers, for those of you in viewing centers, carry your Bibles. Listen to the instruction, please. Nobody sit yet. Carry your Bibles, carry your bags, walk to the front of the center. But those of you at the headquarters, because of the space we have in the altar, don't sit on the headquarters. Every other center, walk to the front. Headquarters, the front, people, the crowd, the front will not be able to. Only the headquarters. Every other place, as I'm talking now, just walk to the front of the altar. Don't start your new life with lies. Otherwise, nothing will be restored. Go to the front of where you are. If you view center, walk to the front where the screen is. But do you have the headquarters? Only the headquarters should such persons who confess. Even if you are in the tent, walk forward. If you are in the overflow, Kingdom Arena, walk forward. Any of the compounds, walk forward. But if you are ended up, walk forward. But at the headquarters, keep standing while others take their seats. And please, everybody standing, take them outside.